now ready to begin this public hearing for the City of Mountain Park regarding the millage rate is now in session. Everyone knows that we are looking at a 9.55 currently.
Just a drill.
Just a drill. We have to do that.
Good sound.
We'll get the council is considering retaining the 9.55 mill rate, which would mean there would be a tax increase of approximately $24,900. Are there any questions or comments from council and or the audience?
What was that tax increase again?
The amount would be approximately $24,900, just under $25,000 is how much additional revenue the city would do.
You okay with that?
I am.
You're the money man.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I believe I did the math, it was $24,996. So $4 shy of $25,000. When you take it and divide it by the $292 houses in City of Mountain Park, it's approximately $85 annually. That would be a burden to the taxpayers. Obviously, you know, some homes would be less, some homes would be more based off of the values that happen. You know, the reality of this is twofold when you think about it. So, the first, by leaving the millage rate the same, it's quote unquote a technical tax increase because the property values increase. So if you have a percentage rate of 9.55 and your value of your home goes up, you pay more in property taxes. The property tax increase is primarily, just based off the conversations I've had with several realtors and others, is primarily being driven by the home buying frenzy that has happened last year and going into this year. The question becomes, is do those property values stay the same, or do they decrease over time, as homes typically do? So here's the question to City Council and really to everybody to consider. Is 2 years from now when the property values decrease, obviously if we were to hypothetically leave the millage rate the same, when the property values decrease, that's the less revenue that the city would have. But as we all know, expenses don't go down. They always only continue to go up. And when we look at the long, even somewhat in short term, expenses that were coming down the road with the consideration of funding the Mount Park Volunteer Fire and Rescue, other expenses that would be related to public safety, we look at what we need to do with the lakes. The question becomes is, do we want to decrease the revenue now that we would have simply because we're trying to remain neutral? And then 2 years from now, do we suffer a dramatic increase in the millage rate to stay revenue neutral as property values decline? If as a taxpayer in the city and knowing the value of the home and what it has increased, I would argue that thankfully I'd probably be taking more of that tax burden than the average home in the city of Mountain Park, and I'm okay with that at this point. The simple truth is that even if we don't spend that money, it would be wise to put it into the rainy day fund so that longer term we can continue to keep the millage rate the same over the next several years, probably even more than 2 years, because we have it in the bank and we can dip into that fund as opposed when we need it, as opposed to continue to stay low and wondering if we're going to have the money to fund something in the future. So,
thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Council.
Well thought out, Scott.
Yeah. Well, you have a number on the houses that are making this profit compared to the houses that are not making selling their houses in relationship to the city of Mountain Park.
So if I understand the question that you're asking,
yes.
Let me maybe restate it in a different way. What you're asking is, you know, the typical home value of a house and what they would necessarily be charging. So per 100,000, what it would be, that's basically what you're asking?
No.
Okay.
I'm asking, the houses that are selling, that seems to be what you're pushing here. A lot of people in this community are not selling their houses. So why should the people who are not selling their houses and going about their daily routine have to absorb this $24,000, whatever they're trying to get out of the community?
Sure. Okay, so, all right, so I think I understand your question. The way, when people sell their homes, they sell it, they are selling it for a profit.
Well, I understand.
What the Fulton County tax assessor does is they look at the home values of those sells and they look at all of them around and they apply a calculation to all of the homes. It is not just the homes that sell that increase in value. It is all the homes that have increased in value. I don't know what your particular home is. I don't know what Fulton County assessor to the home is, but I haven't sold my home, and the value of my home, according to the Fulton County tax assessor, has increased.
And mine has gone up ridiculously.
Right. And so, you know, everybody's value, as people sell their homes for more value, the entire level of the entire community raises. So it's not just those particular homes that have sold. It's all of that, all the cities, or all the citizens of their home ownership in the area.
Yeah, but this sort of looks like an opportunity for the city, as you say, into a rainy day fund. That's $24,000 out of the community. This is not a rich community, you know that.
Well, specifically what I said, this is if we don't spend it, I would prefer to put that into a rainy day fund, if it is not needed in the budget. I mean, we passed the budget with the current revenue that it is, right? If it is not needed as we go down over the next fiscal year, if it is not needed, then we would look to balance that by putting it into a rainy day fund.
All right. Can I make a quick statement, then I'll let you go next? Karen, good question. 286 homes in Mountain Park, approximately?
292.
Okay, then I stand corrected. 25,000 divided by 292 homes is $85. I'm saying $85.62 a year. So it's you know, I think it's a good investment. Yes, ma'am.
What is the millage rate in Roswell and the other surrounding communities?
Approximately five, but they also have the commercial and they have the other aspects that we do not have as a residential-only community.
Okay.
And that's same with Fulton County, any
Fulton
other big
County
city?
Fulton County has just set theirs at 9.55.
Oh boy. Anyway.
Fulton County is 9.55.
Correct. Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Which is what we're talking about, keeping our rate at. And I have to say that property values is a good thing when they go up. That's really what we want. We like that to go up. And we've got a great big list of things that we need in this city. And I don't even know how far the rainy day fund would last. So we've got a lot of things on the need list.
All right, that lady in the back is first, and then you.
I'm borderline here, so I'm just exploring. I can see where, what would be the revenue neutral percentage be?
Is that
8.59,
is that, am I correct?
You've got the paper, I know. Yeah. I gave mine away.
Yeah. 8.59?
Yeah,
the remainder of the 4%.
I think the other side of this is I can see the city gaining a little extra money. Mostly we already have the fire department covered in our budget, but I'd like to see a security service or something like that, you know, in Mountain Park. So I'm for some additional expenses. On the other side, I feel like residents have gone through a tremendous last year or so. Some of them financially really, really devastated. You know, and there are stories all over the park of the hardships, and I'm not sure if just emotionally it wouldn't be a good thing to give the tax break. This isn't an extraordinary amount of money. It's not going to make or break the city. So on the one side, I can see the extra money for some, maybe some new services. On the other side, I think that showing some compassion for what people have been through this year, and going revenue, tax revenue neutral might be a really good thing. Those are my two thoughts. I'm on the fence right now. But I just feel like there's seldom something an outreach to the community.
Yep.
This is the biggest outreach that you could do. You know, so those are my thoughts.
Okay.
And I appreciate what you're saying, you know, this accordion approach to this being a, you know, kinder, gentler, would be a good show of compassion. But I think the one thing that stuck with me, what Scott said, is in 2 years, how much compassion are we going to get when we have to raise that military rate again to go back and meet our needs? I mean,
well,
as a community.
One thing I don't like doing is I don't like supposing.
Yeah.
We don't know 2 years from now. And I don't like when a government even supposes. It's just not the right thing to do. I mean, it's right to think about it, but I don't know that it should drive the decision solely.
Okay. Well, that is certainly a good point of view, that we don't want to assume that that's going to happen. But with that said, I refer to Councilperson Silver, her comment that we have a number of things that we want to do in this community. Maybe it is more of a need.
Number one, services.
Well, and so
I think approaching it by saying, what are these things
that
$25,000 will cover and do?
Well, we always have the lake. I mean, we have
the roads and streets, for example. I know there's been a great deal of talk about increasing density and building, and we've got to remember that should we choose that path, we're going to have a lot of burden on the streets. We do have to do the upkeep of the streets. We got really lucky with the gas company repaving them a few years ago, but they're constantly in need, especially with the increased construction going on. I would love to get another maintenance helper. I'd like to have a paid arborist because we've got such an amazing green space. Would love to see the lakes improved. I know that we're really, really concerned about the Russell Road Bridge. What else you guys can think of? I mean, there's just, and the fire department, of course.
What is $25,000 going to do for the, you know, for the rest?
Where are you going to spend it?
We have offset the losses at the pool.
Right.
You're probably right.
But that's never been a revenue generator.
No, it has not.
And it's not supposed to. It's an amenity.
Right.
So I think that you should be specific. I think that this would be more palatable if you said, we were going to fund security.
Good point.
Or
give every family a family pool pass.
Say that again, please.
What if we decided to give every family a pool pass? One, not five, one. You know, but that would be just about the cost of this tax increase if we went with the 9.55 mils. So there's many, many uses for the money and needs.
I would suggest getting specific for the big money and getting definite so they can see it.
Great suggestion.
Karen, are there any other foreseeable things that you think this additional revenue would?
I'm sure there are, but I don't
know. There's infrastructure. There's the waterline project that we need to we just spent another huge amount of money Monday night at the last city council meeting over another.
What was that, like 30?
But that's enterprise fund, that's not general fund.
Okay, that's a good point. But there are, other things that I think,
There's always a way to spend the money.
Yeah.
So, sorry, having looked at past 3 or 4 years, how often have we pulled out of the enterprise fund in order to fund the general fund additionally?
No. We've tried to avoid that.
But we have done it. In the past.
We did when we had the cul-de-sac redone at the end of where you live.
When that
cul-de-sac was falling off. We've had to do that a few times. We did it for the lakes litigation. I mean, there are other probably minor incidences, but these are the ones that come to mind. And funding the fire department, that may be another, getting them up to certification and their equipment up to date and things of that nature. You've got your hand up, you have a question.
Yeah, we're about to get past what I was gonna talk about the assessments of our homes. You want your home to be assessed as high as it can go, because that helps you sell and get your money. If I die tomorrow, my son-in-law can get mega money out of my home. Now, a few years ago, Fulton County assessed my home at $98,000, and I called the tax assessor and I said, wait a minute, it's been up to 200, I appealed and got it down to 153, why is it 98? So he reassessed and raised it back up to 153 for me, because I was a homeowner who did not like the low estimate, and that was very bad for my cabin. But as far as 2 years from now, I think Mountain Park has been found by a lot of people. I think we're going to be surprised, and we're going to have more and more big homes go in here.
Well,
I really believe that.
Carol, you want to share with what you learned today?
Well, on my way down here, I met three gentlemen who tell me that they just purchased the lot on Lakeshore Drive, the one at Lakeshore and Westlake.
Okay, well, that...
Yeah, he's already picked out a house to build. And I said, great. And of course, welcomed him and told him about this meeting. I said, we're meeting right now.
See, so, that brings an extra revenue. Yeah.
I don't know what they paid, but I know what it was selling for, and it was on the market a long time. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, and the more tax base we have, of course, that helps with the overall millage rate for each household. There are things we're trying to do to improve that, getting some of these lots sold and developed will certainly help. Getting some of these rundown,
blighted properties.
Blighted, but they need to be demolitioned and need to be something else. If we're able to get this property, get it annexed into Mountain Park over there on the lake, that would be a big boost for Mountain Park. So there are a number of things we're trying to do to increase the tax base, but these are things that aren't going to happen tomorrow.
Well, you know, a lot of people who are looking to live in here look at our digest, look at us over, and I don't want us to look like a poor community. They don't want to live in a poor community. I know we're known as that, but I think we're going to not be known as a poor community in a few years. So I think our increase is a good thing.
Yeah, I think we're certainly
makes us look
much more
healthy
community. So I had a point and I completely forgot about it.
Well, that's okay.
We're not alone.
All right. Trish, I think your point about having specifics for the next meeting is a well-made point.
Great suggestion.
Yeah, so if anyone would like to start crafting a list so that when we meet again this afternoon at 6 o'clock, we can certainly point out more specific type things that this revenue could be used for, if in fact council decides that that's the right.
I know that would sway me.
Yeah.
If it was something like, for example, pool passes, I think that's rather frivolous.
That has been tossed around at meetings, and I just thought of that. I'm not necessarily supporting it, but I was trying. I mean, when I looked at this number, 279 per household, I just, in my heart of hearts, I know that we are worth it. I know that we're worth it.
What's 279?
I am looking at the bottom number for the net dollar increase, and I'm assuming this is per household, and there is a number here. I'm at the bottom, y'all, $279, and I'm assuming that's per household.
That was 220, though.
That was the 9.55 millage rate that we had for 2020.
What happened to the $85 per household?
That amount the board is doing.
So this is wrong. I should throw this out.
Will you have a corrected one tonight?
That would be really good.
No, she's not in today.
What is it?
But those are increase and decreases. That's not the actual numbers that are being collected.
I assumed that was how much my property tax bill would go up.
Nope.
Not what it was going to be, but what it was going to go up.
Something about her formulas were incorrect when she printed that, and unfortunately.
But not the numbers as far as the values. and the money being collected based on the millage rate.
Okay.
It's just that, it's that bottom number that says percentage increase slash decrease. That number, I don't believe is right, and I think you agree.
I do. Yeah, because I had to do the math on it, because it just doesn't, if you just do simple math, it doesn't make sense.
So can you estimate what you think the number would be?
Can you send me
some? I'd be glad to.
Or cross it off, write it out, $85 per household, put it in writing, mass produce them for the month. Yeah, because I mean, that's even more worth it to me.
Now, Trish, what would you be talking about security, like hiring an off-duty or retired? What am I trying to say?
On this,
another county sheriff's department. Like hiring one of them off-duty or retired,
or getting a security.
Having coverage maybe on the weekends and one day a week at random.
Yeah.
Having some kind of security.
That's a great suggestion.
That, I think, is based on what's happening across the U.S. Mm-hmm. It's very frightening right now. And on next door, they just had the little story about some boys are going around at 2 o'clock in the morning and knocking on doors.
I laughed when I read that. I mean, seriously, people are upset about
teenagers.
I was one of those teenagers, you know. The kids are kids.
If we came back to Frank and my door, we would be very frightened, okay?
I'm surprised that people aren't answering their doors with guns.
Yeah, and so
the kids should be.
Well, they're answering with cameras now, so more of them don't realize it, but they're being videotaped.
A real doorbell.
But it's a bunch of teenagers, you know.
But my point is that there's more crime, and something like a security, part-time security, I think would be really, I would then support an increase because I'm getting something for my money.
All right, Karen, how many hours a week is WIT patrolling around the park?
It really kind of depends, but typically about 10.
10 hours a week?
Mm-hmm. But that's a different kind of security.
He is our security right now.
Yeah, and he is post-certified. We just paid for him to get the post-certification, so he is an officer, in essence.
He can carry a gun?
He could, but we're asking him not to.
Okay.
Right.
We're going to let him settle into the role.
He's trained and qualified.
Yes.
But don't we have that gentleman that was here that one night, the police officer?
Lieutenant Colonel Johnson. Yes, we have Roswell. I mean, not Roswell. We have Fulton County Sheriff's Department. They are patrolling through here randomly whenever they're in the area. And he lives in Alpharetta, so he's. And the fun thing about him is he has several different vehicles. So you don't know whether he's in a blacked-out SUV that he had at the fireworks, or whether he's in. Yeah. I saw a patrol. I thought it was a patrol. You know, like a Crown Vic or something like that.
Right.
So we never know what he's going to be driving through here.
Which is what you want.
Yes. Absolutely.
And of course, you brought it up. I'm going to just bridge on this, that we paid for Whip to get his certification. It would be super cool for the city to help me pay for the cost of some of the courses I've taken to get qualified for the Georgia Municipal Association offers courses. So far, I've paid out of pocket, but I'm really interested in taking more. And now I'm up to the expensive courses. And I haven't been able to afford them. They know not that much. But they're like now $250 for all day long for each course. And I think I've got about 4 or 6 to go. Again, I need to get my numbers together. But I was envious of Witt. He got the city to pay for his.
Well, let me tell you what. Let me tell you what the difference is.
That's kind of
I know there's a difference.
There's a difference. He is putting himself in harm's way whenever he addresses probably not all, but most of the situations in Mount Park, whether in some cases it's because of a volatile situation that he comes upon. Some cases it may be self-inflicted for whatever reasons, but there is there was a concern about the fact that we have had non-post-certified individuals that have been physically threatened.
Mm-hmm.
Witt was physically threatened. He was actually a push very, very violently at one point by an individual. So anyway, that was the...
That and the fire department. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, they are putting themselves...
Although sometimes it seems like you may want to come into blows up here in front of the room.
I was just going to say, wait till 6 o'clock.
Unfortunately, I have a lot of risk.
Right. We'll be putting ourselves in harm's way.
All right, anybody else have any other questions or comments? If not, I think we've got some good information to take back and prepare for the 6 o'clock meeting tonight. I hope everyone will rejoin us for more conversation. We do expect a number of other additional people to attend that meeting. Karen, when is the next meeting besides the 6 o'clock this evening?
Next Wednesday at 6:30 is the final public hearing. 7 o'clock will be the special call when the millage rate is adopted.
And that's the 11th.
Make sure I got this.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, folks, for being here.
Thank you. You're welcome.